Wow. Gotta pinch myself sometimes to so blessed to believe the gospel the way we believe it. I mean, my God, the full gospel is preached in this little church, and it's transforming and will conform you to the image of God. It is so powerful. You know, we always say the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, but you can never forget the last part, to those who believe it. It's powerful to those who believe it. And I asked myself, how did you walk into this little church and be taught the things that you're taught? The things that you're taught that can change you and mold you and mend you into the image of Christ. It's just remarkable to me. Remarkable, the power of the gospel. It's just, it's unlimited. And as much as you want from God, you can have if you just give him your life, man. Just give him your life. I got a habit of doing that. I'm sorry. I like hearing the pages. They excite me. Before I get started, we're going to go into Philippians a little bit. I think you really got to enjoy what the Holy Ghost has for you as he taught me. I'm going to teach you what he taught me. And it's been rocking my world. You want to make me cry. I cry easy, but you want to make me cry? Let's talk about our soldiers. What our soldiers did the other day in Iran. How several hundred special forces girded themselves to go behind enemy lines to get one soldier. Yeah. I'm sorry. I would have been a heck of a soldier if I'd have been in the army. I would have been a heck of a soldier. I wouldn't have minded going behind enemy lines to retrieve somebody, white, black, brown. I would have been a good soldier. And I just weep thinking about these men that would gird themselves, risk their life to go retrieve one American. To me, that is so, so commendable. That's what it's going to take in the kingdom for men and women to gird themselves with this and to never be the same. Where we don't care about our life like those soldiers did to go behind enemy lines and to retrieve one American. That turns me on, man. I wept, cried, wept, whichever order you want to hear it. I just couldn't believe it. These men, knowing what they would face, possible death, man, possible death, they would fear 200 miles behind enemy lines, and they still went. Man, we can learn from that as believers in Christ. We can so, and I don't even know if any of them were born again, yet they would lay down their life to go retrieve one American behind enemy lines. We can all learn from that. I know I can learn from it, and it just inspires me so much. And that inspired me. Our country needs prayer more than it ever has. Our president needs a lot of prayers right now. These are critical, critical times. You don't have to be a Democrat or Republican, just a Christian to know what's at stake right now. So our president needs wisdom, needs a lot of wisdom right now. And our boys overseas need prayer that we speak God's word over our soldiers and over the people of Iran. We don't want no innocent people being killed. All they want is freedom. And I just pray His will be done in Iran. That those molders, the clerics of Islam, that they would just repent, give their life to Christ. We don't want them dead either, but at the same time, you can't be killing innocent people. You can't treat women like they're dogs. You can't use human shields You can't kill homosexuals because they're gay. You can't do that. And that's what they do. And I believe with all my heart that God's hand is on our military right now. God doesn't want anybody dead. But at the same time, his hand is on Israel and on our military right now. You don't believe me? Read Romans chapter 13. God's minister does not bear the sword in vain to those that do evil. Is war the perfect will of God? No, man. No. Believe there's 45,000 people being slaughtered in Iran by an evil clerics. So God's hand is with our military and with Israel right now. Amen.
Amen.
Paul, I've been in Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, all three books. I've been dissecting Isaiah 53 word for word. Just going through it. This morning I woke up to Philippians. I feel a little bit electric right now. Only it was a coffee that I drank or the day in prayer. I think it was a little bit of both. So I got up this morning. It was the book of Philippians going through my spirit. So I went through it. I just go over it over and over again. Doing what we're taught. Praying in the spirit. Going over a book. I won't break down the Greek till I go through it 100, 200 times. Then I'll break down the Greek. But the Greek sometimes will mess you up if you don't know how to keep things in context. You got to keep the word of God in context. Paul, as he wrote the book of Philippians, and he wrote every other epistle, Paul had a revelation, an understanding. If you believe the gospel, if you truly believe it, if you're faithful to the gospel, he knew one thing. You're going to suffer persecution. You're going to suffer. You're not only called to believe the gospel, but to suffer for God's sake. You're going to suffer. If you believe it in truth, you will suffer persecution. Not just from our adversaries, but Satan will come the best that he can to torment your mind, to bring obstacles to you, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the gospel. It doesn't change that we are victorious. So Paul had a revelation. He said, if you believe it, Delma, if you believe it, Rex, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. So when he wrote the book of Philippians, he longed for this church. He longed for it. He was so happy that the church at Philippi, many were converting to Christianity. It was, now it's modern day Greece, where the church in Philippi doesn't exist anymore, but it's modern day Greece, northern Greece, where the church of Philippians was at. Well, it was what am I looking for? What's that? No, it's a region back in biblical times. Mediterranean, no? Macedonia, yes. Macedonia in biblical days, now it's northern Greece. Yes, Macedonian, yes. So Paul had a longing for the church at Philippi. Listen to me, Carol. I guarantee you'll be blessed. He was so happy. He come to terms and said, wow, they're receiving the gospel. Now, one of the biggest lies that I've ever heard from people is they took Colossians, I think it's chapter 2, and they said that you're complete in Christ. That once you're born again, that's it, you are complete. Well, that's not the context. Everything that you need to be complete in Christ is in him. Everything that you need is in Christ. to think you don't have to grow because you get born again and you're complete to hit the ministry field? No, that's not what he's saying. So Paul said, I'm glad, Vladi, for your walk in the Spirit, Zach. I'm glad that you're born again. But he longed for the church because, see, Paul knew that if you believe the gospel, you were going to suffer. Not just from your adversaries, but he knew Satan would come. If you are truly, truly believing the gospel, keeping it in context, he is going to come. But it doesn't matter, because grace will sustain us. So Paul was longing for this church. And he said in Philippians chapter 1, starting in verse 8, he said, God is my witness how greatly, Rosie, how greatly, Julio, I long for you in the affection of Jesus Christ. He said, I've heard of your faith, Miss Candy. I've heard of it. I got to share something with you, Miss Candy. I got to share something with you, Julio and Rachel. I got to share my heart with you. God is my witness how greatly, Shiny, I long for you after the affection of Jesus Christ. This is what he said. Shiny, you're born again now, but I have to add something to your foundation. I have to give you some nuggets, Delma. I got to give you some nuggets about the kingdom. We talk a lot about presence, about miracles. Yes, that is kingdom. But kingdom revival starts in here first. Before we want a manifest, outward manifestation, we got to start revival in our midst. Paul says, you're born again, church, at Philippi. I've got to share my heart with you. You're believing it, church. You're believing it. But now that you're believing it, you're going to suffer for what you believe. That is guaranteed. You see, God is my witness, dear mother, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love will still abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you would approve the things, listen to me carefully now, that you would approve the things that are excellent, that you would approve the things that are excellent, that you would be sincere without offense to the day of Jesus Christ. He said, church, you're doing good. You believe in Christ. I long for you, Vladi. I got to share my heart with you, Vladi. And this I pray, that you would abound yet, that your love would abound yet more, that your love would abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you would be, that you would approve the things that are excellent. He said, you got to know something. That word knowledge in the Greek is a very intimate word. It isn't just biblical knowledge. It's a knowledge that will transform you from you to him. When you take the knowledge and you apply it for intimacy, he said, I want to share my heart with you. You're born again. But I pray this, Rex, that your love would still abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, Rex, that you would approve the things that are excellent, Rex, that you would be sincere and without offense to the day of Jesus Christ. He said, it is vital, vital, vital. I pray that you would abound, that you would overflow, Bronk Flint, that you would overflow in love, that you would be super abundant in love. This I pray, that your love will still abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you, Rosie, would approve the things that are excellent, that you, Homer, would be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. Chapter 2 of Philippians is going to tell us verbatim what the things that are excellent are, so that you would approve at knowledge and discernment, You walk with Christ. For what reason, Paul, that you, Rachel, would approve the things that are excellent? Well, what things are excellent in the context of the letter? Chapter 2, Paul says, I'm going to send to you Timothy. There's no one like him who will care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are what? Of Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, they would approve the things that are excellent. Chapter 2, there's no one like Timothy. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. So the things that are excellent, chapter 1, what things were they? Are they what? The things of what? Chapter 2, things of Jesus Christ. Knowledge gives you discernment. And if you don't have knowledge, you won't approve the things that are excellent. You'll give yourself to a narrative. That's why so many Christians are so distracted. Racism, brown culture, black culture. We give ourselves to such filth. Now, it exists. It's not filth, but we give ourselves, and we need a Black History Month. We need Brown History Month. We need LGBTQ. We call rebellion now identity. He said that you would approve the things that are excellent. My friend, somebody being a racist towards me, that's not approving what's excellent. But if I don't have God's knowledge, I'm going to approve the things that aren't excellent. But if I give myself to God's knowledge through his word to transform, according to this, I will approve the things that are excellent. Are you with me? But if you don't add knowledge, intimacy with God, you won't approve the things that are excellent. The things that are excellent are the things which are of Jesus Christ. Chapter 2, that's why we so distracted. If our husband doesn't give us attention, we fall apart. If our wife doesn't give us attention, we fall apart. But Paul said, church, I pray, I long for you all. And this I pray, that your love would still abound, that you would overflow in knowledge and all discernment, that you would perceive the things that are excellent. What are the things that are excellent? The things which are of Jesus Christ. If you don't add knowledge and discernment, you won't approve the things that are excellent. If you don't approve the things that are excellent, you will not be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. That's why there's so much offense. The word sincere in the Greek means pure. The word offense means stumbling block. That's why there's so many distractions in God's kingdom. So many, because we don't approve the things that are excellent. We go wayward in our imagination. Every little thing bothers us. Paul said, I've got to get to you, church. I'm proud of you that you're walking in faith. Let me add some substance to your walk. Increase in knowledge and all the service. For what reason, Paul? That you may approve them, the things that are excellent. What things are excellent? The things which are of Jesus Christ. That's excellent. If you don't add knowledge to your walk with Christ, you won't approve what's excellent. You'll be distracted with every little thing that comes your way. You will be distracted. Satan has covertly hid racism in a platform. We us brown and black people, we swallow up this platform because we're victims. No, we're not victims. We are not. He covertly hides racism in a platform that's meant to destroy us. Covertly hides it to an extent, and we fall for this filth, man. Distracted us from the things that are excellent. Our husband doesn't hug us. We don't have a nicer car. We don't have a bigger house. We're distracted. Why? We don't approve the things that are excellent. What's excellent? The things which are of Jesus Christ. A tangent here. I got to offer an apology. It's an apology, but it's not an apology. I got to remember that some of you work and I don't work. And when you wake up in the morning and I drink that first cup of coffee, it tastes so good. When you're in God's presence, and I can say this with a clear conscience, all morning and half the day, you can't stop. I laugh by myself and my kids call my man cave. I just laugh by myself because the Bible is just so amazing. And I got to apologize because in those hours, man, you dissolve. You die. Things just, you die to self. You just die. And really, really, I say this with all my heart. I'm not casting one stone at anybody before God is my witness. I really can't understand me. I can't understand why church is not important to saints. It's just beyond me. But I get the privilege of sitting in his presence all day. And I die to the things that I don't understand. I don't understand. I just don't understand. But that doesn't mean people that don't come to church a lot aren't righteous. They are righteous. But the more knowledge I add to my walk, the more in love I am with Jesus Christ. So I got to apologize because I can't expect you. And I don't. And I got to watch how I phrase. I can't expect you. This is going to sound bad, but I can't expect you to eradicate certain things in your life like I do. Because I'm in the closet all day long. And I love it. That's my calling now. When I was young, my friends used to make fun of me when I was in the world. They used to call me Sir Psycho, Sir Psych. Because they knew once I got that first eight ball in me, when I started smoking that crack, they knew I would get stupid. They knew how I would get when I got cocaine in me and rock. They knew I would just turn into a maniac. They would call me Sir Psycho. They really would. Because they knew once Homer started with his toot, they're just a different person. And I tell you, man, and I was a different person. My wife told me the other day, I can't believe that you never killed me or killed somebody else. What a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the born again spirit. What a testimony to that. And I was psycho. I was crazy. That, not that I was a me, just that's what drugs do to you. They possess you. They take you over. My friends used to mock me. They knew once I got that first 12-pack in me, I got that first line, or like Mexicano say, narizazo in my nose. They said they knew I turned into it. I was just a different person. But I'll say this. That resolve has followed me to the kingdom of God, man. Because I don't know retreat because I spend quality time with him, not because I have to. There's just a desire inside of me to be transformed and conformed to the Lamb of God. And this word is just so addictive to me. Like cocaine and crack used to energize me and make me into a different maniac. So the word of God just fuels me. And it turns me into a soldier, man. And I want to be that soldier to give it all that I got. That's my heart. And I can't get mad at you at all. And I want to apologize. It's not that I make fun of people, but I just, where I'm at with Christ, it's just real hard for me where I'm at now. It's real hard for me to understand why there's so many things more important than coming to the house of God. I just, but that's neither here nor there. That's just where I'm at now because And my life now, for the last year, has been given to fasting. I have a fasting regimen in my life. I just keep it. I just want to be more like Christ, man. And I want to apologize to any of you. It doesn't mean that I'm bragging about my walk with Christ. I'm just excited, man. There's just a desire in my heart to come to church. There's so many things I used to like and desire and want. Those things are eradicated. Man, I used to love football. Love football. Get mad. Pull out a gun one time on somebody because my team lost. Shot up a TV with a gun because Miami Hurricanes lost. A real psycho. Now, I went from loving football to liking football. And I only watch one game a week, the Miami Hurricanes. I don't even watch football on Sundays. Now I'm going from liking it to I watch football with my wife and my three sons, and it's so much fun. Because they're crazy about football. But if I watch a game, I watch it. If I don't, I don't. My team wins, they win. If they lose, they lose. I got to be comfortable with my wife watching it, because my wife said, oh, Miami just hit a touchdown. I just hit a home run. I said, baby, this is football, baby, not baseball. She just, I got to get used to watching football with my wife, because she thinks she knows the game, but she don't know nothing. Miami just scored a touchdown. I said, honey, Miami's on defense. Well, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't, honey. No, I don't. But I'm getting used to watching football with her. But now I just do it because I like being with my boys. We cook. We have a good time. But really, if my team loses, so what? Now, if they win, it's better. And I still make fun of Pastor Bronk because the Gators lose all the time. I had to throw that in there. I'm sorry, Pastor Bronk. And basketball, too. I don't play with Corey. He'll get me. I leave Corey alone about the Gators. He said, no, I can't think when I'm phased. Why? What happened? The Gators lost. So, okay. It's all right. I said, well, that ain't too bad, Corey, because I used to shoot the TV, so you ain't doing too bad. But what I'm saying is, you die to that, Pastor. You die to it. You can't give yourself to the Holy Spirit and decide to fast 2 or 3 days a week or whatever you fast and not die to yourself, man. And I told Pastor Bronk, I said, I'm your wingman, buddy. I'm your wingman. I'm here to be by you and Miss Candy's side. I am your wingman, big dog. My wife said, are you preaching today? I said, I don't know. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. All I know is that the Holy Ghost, in those quiet hours of every day, he is changing me, and I'm getting rid of Homer. He makes me sick sometimes. Paul said, you're walking righteously now, Homer. You're born of God. But now I pray, Homer, that your love would still abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you would approve the things that are excellent. What things are excellent? Philippians chapter 2, the things which are of Jesus Christ. Those are the things that are excellent. If you don't add knowledge and discernment to your walk, you won't approve the things that are excellent. What are the things that are excellent? The things of Jesus. You will approve other things as being excellent. Things that aren't even significant, you will exalt them and they will take your peace and you will be insincere and without offense. You will have an offense even before the day of Christ. Why? Because you're not adding knowledge. You're not adding intimacy or transformation to your walk. That's what those quiet times do for me, man. They don't. I just love coming to church, man. I love it. I just love it. And my love for the Father is growing more and more every day. And I don't mean to dishonor anyone. Some people don't come to church for... I guarantee you sleep a lot more than I sleep. If I can go on 4 or 5 hours a night, sometimes that's a great night. That's just where he has me, man. And my desire for Christ is just... it's just so increasing, man. I'm dying, just like all of you. I'm dying. I haven't arrived yet. I still have on a construction hat. I'm still in the construction. But my life is committed to him. Paul said, this I pray, Homer, that your love will still abound yet more and more in knowledge, not discernment, or that you would perceive, Homer, the things that are excellent. Why? For what reason? If you had knowledge and discernment to your walk, Homer, you will approve the things that are excellent, and you will be sincere, Homer. You will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. You will be. Add knowledge and perception to your walk. You will, Homer. You will approve the things that are excellent, and you will be. You will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the praise and glory of God. Add knowledge that the word transform you, not to teach the word, but to be taught the word, to embrace the Lamb of God, man. I tell you, I got interviewed for a job 2 weeks ago. Believe it or not. And I got the job. And it's a good job. I'm on the phone meeting with people, and it's a good paying job. I'm surprised that the money wanted to pay me. This is going to sound so weird. And I could use the money. But it distracted me a little bit, Pastor Brock. It distracted me from this. It distracted me from my quiet times with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I've given that job very little of my time. Why? Because me and my wife were so happy. We're so happy. Because of our walk with Christ, man. The more and more knowledge I add to my walk with Christ, I'll discern right. I'll discern the things that are excellent. And the things that are excellent, Philippians 2, are the things which are of Jesus Christ. And if I examine them, if I perceive them, I will walk sincere. I will walk pure and without offense to the day of Christ. I will not walk in offense. There will not be a stumbling block in my life. Why? Because I've sat in his presence, in worship, in fasting, in prayer. I'll push the meal back. Why? That I would approve the things that are excellent. That I would be sincere and without offense. No stumbling block in my life till the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the praise and glory of God. Now those fruits of righteousness are in me as I add knowledge to my walk with Christ. And then Paul says something so amazing. So amazing. He knew you believe the gospel, you're going to suffer for what you believe. That's the last two verses of chapter 1. He said, you're called only to believe the gospel, but also to suffer for his name's sake. So he says this. God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. I long for you, Family Prayer Center. You confess Jesus as a Christ. Let me add some more substance to your walk. I pray that your love would overflow. You would superabound in knowledge and discernment, that you may approve, examine the things that are excellent, that you would be sincere, Delma, and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, and the praise to the glory and praise of God. He gives us direction. The guy that guaranteed that we would suffer for believing the gospel wrote Philippians, suffering for the gospel. So if someone's going to write to me about suffering for Christ, the one writing to me is suffering for Christ, I will listen to him because he's suffering for Christ. And out of that suffering, he said to me, I'm going to suffer. And now he sustained the suffering. He's teaching me how to sustain the suffering. Listen to what he said. There's never an excuse, man, in Christ. Never an excuse to struggle. We're so well equipped. He said, if you add knowledge, Homer, to your walk, and discernment, if you add knowledge and you add perception to your walk with Christ, you approve the things that are excellent. If you examine them, if you approve them, you will be, Homer, you will be sincere. You will be pure and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which comes by knowledge. Add knowledge, let it transform, and you will be filled with the fruits of righteousness to the praise and glory of God. Now, what he said next, it's so humbling. I think it's verse 12. Now you got to get this now. The word things is used again. He said, but brethren, the things that happen unto me, have happened rather for the furtherance of the gospel. He said, things have happened to me for the furtherance. The word furtherance is the word progress. Things have happened to me as a Christian. Things have happened to me. But what came to be a stumbling block to me in the things that happened to me, I advance the gospel through the things that have happened to me. What things? He was in prison for the gospel's sake. He said, but contrasting what he said earlier, things have happened to me, but the things that happened to me have happened rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. How things came at him to challenge his walk with Christ. But notice what he said. We'll go back to verse 8. I thank my God. Listen to me carefully. I thank my God. I greatly long for you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love would still abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you would approve the things that are excellent, You would be sincere, without offense, to the day of Christ, that you would approve the things that are excellent. Chapter 2 of Philippians, the things that are excellent are the things of that are of Jesus Christ. You with me? The things that are excellent are the things which are of Jesus Christ. He said, but I want you to know, brethren, the things that happened to me happened rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Things came at me, he's saying, to hinder my walk with Christ. You read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13, you'll see things that happened to him. But he did not stop. Notice he said, but contrasting my teaching to you, contrasting that teaching, if you approve the things that are excellent, what he said, verse 10 and 11, verse 12, he said, but things came at me to hinder my walk with Christ. But when things came at me, the gospel progressed in my eyes. It progressed by my conduct. Why? Because things came at me to keep me, the love of my God, keep me from progressing in the faith, to keep me from preaching the gospel. But what things came to me, listen carefully, here we go. Things came at me to distract me. Things came at me to hinder me. They came. I was in prison. I've been shipwrecked. I've been beaten 5 times. 40 lashes minus one. I've gone hungry. I've been through tumults. All these things, perils of my own people, perils of the Jews. He went through rough times. Notice what he said, though, Pastor Paul. Notice what he said. See, God is my witness, Julio, how greatly I long for you with the affections of Jesus Christ. And this I pray. What do you pray, Julio? That your love would still abound yet more and more in knowledge and wisdom, that you may approve the things that are excellent. You would be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. But, contrasting what I just said, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things that happened to me, not good things, have happened rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Now, my friends, when you add knowledge and perception to your walk with God, you will approve the things that are excellent. The things that are excellent are the things which are of Jesus Christ. So when things come at you that try to distract you and take your joy and take your peace, when you take note of the things that come at you to distract you, if you take note of the things that are of God, when things come at you that are a distraction, they won't bother you. Why? Because you approve the things that are excellent. Are you with me? When things come at you, the things that come at you can't hinder you if you approve the things that are excellent. If you don't add knowledge to your walk, you won't approve the things that are excellent, and you will approve the things that come to distract you. That's why there's so much drama and trauma in the body of Christ, that we don't add knowledge to our walk with God. If you don't add knowledge and perception, you won't approve the things that are excellent. And if you don't approve the things that are excellent, when things come to distract you, you will be distracted. And you won't be sincere, without offense to the day of Christ. You will not be. So we got to add knowledge and perception to our walk so that we can approve the things that are excellent. So when things come that aren't excellent, when things come that come to distract us, when things come to torment our mind, when things come at our marriage, at our job, at our finances, it doesn't matter. We've approved the things that are excellent. The things that are excellent are the things of Jesus Christ. No matter what comes at us to hinder our walk with Christ, we will be sincere and without offense for the day of Christ. That is a personal guarantee. if you had knowledge and perception to your walk with Christ, you will approve the things that are excellent. And you will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Joy to Jesus Christ is the praise and glory of God. But, Vladdy, the things that have happened to me have happened rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. I preach Jesus. I raise the dead. I won cities. I won towns for Christ. But things came at me to hinder my progression into God's kingdom. But the things that came at me to hinder me, they didn't move me. Why? Because I approved the things that are excellent. And so when things came to contradict me, some things came to take my peace, when things came to bring accusations against God, I was sincere without offense because I approved the things that were excellent. The things that were excellent were the things of Jesus Christ. This are the things that are excellent, buddy. The Word of God. When I add this to my life, I will never be distracted. I will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. So when things come to distract you, the things come to distract you in you, things that are approved, that are excellent in you, they're in you already. So when distraction comes, you'll laugh at it. You'll laugh at it. Why? Because you have approved, you've examined the things that are excellent inside of you, and you're sincere without offense to the day of Christ. That's what Paul said in Philippians 3. I count all things but dung. His pedigree, he counted it but dung. All that was priority in my life before Christ, I count it as dung. It's nothing. I had to count it as dung that I may gain Christ. Well, we go, the things that we want now, things that we desire now, the things that we seek now, in order to press into the kingdom, we got to count them as dung, man. We have to die to these things. What things do we love more than church attendance? What things do we love more than quiet times? What things do we like more than sharing the gospel? What things do we like more? We got to count them as dung. And the more you pray, the more you fast, the more you spend time with Christ, you will count them as dung by default, because the Holy Ghost will start eradicating things in your life. Fasting will eradicate wants and needs, and you will approve the things that are excellent, and you will not be distracted. No matter what comes at you, no matter what comes at you, when you approve the things that are excellent, you will be bloody, you will be sincere. You will be pure and without offense to the day of Christ. Why? Because you exalted the things that were excellent. What things were excellent? The things which are of Jesus. You counted everything but dung, homie. You went through hell, boy. But you loved them quiet times. You loved them. And you approved the things that are excellent. You were sincere without offense to the day of Christ. Paul knew that if you believe the gospel in context and you kept it, he said, sufferings are going to come. You're walking in faith. You believe that Jesus is the Christ. But let me add something to your foundation. Add knowledge and discernment to your walk. Why? Because he's coming. He's coming. So Homer, approve the things that are excellent. If you approve them, Homer, you will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. But if you don't approve them, if you don't add knowledge to your walk, Homer, you will approve the things that aren't excellent and you will be distracted. That's why the attendance on Wednesdays is just so, so minimal. Not all. Not all. Some people may say, well, I work. I'm a house mom. When I worked, I'm going to say this because I found a pearl of great price, man. I found a pearl of great price. When I worked, I had a very hectic job. Emails, I would sometimes return 100, 150 emails a day. Hectic job, 10 hours a day. I would still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because I found a pearl of great price. And I will not let it go. And I didn't let it go when I worked, and I surely ain't going to let it go now that I don't work. This is my life, man. This is my life. Those special forces, they gave their life to rescue one soldier. They trained for a moment like this, 200 miles behind enemy lines, and they rescued him. A miracle on Easter, many said. So, as I wake up in the morning, I wake up again tomorrow morning with a nice cup of coffee. I'm going to be perfectly trained by my teacher. And if I'm perfectly trained by my teacher, I will be as my teacher. Paul saying, add knowledge and discernment. Add it, man. If you add knowledge and discernment to your walk with Christ, you will approve the things that are excellent. And if you examine them, you will be sincere without offense of the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. But I would, brethren, that the things which happened to me happened rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. They didn't hinder me. I kept pressing. I kept preaching. I kept living in Christ. Even the praetorium, the soldiers that I was in prison, they knew that I was in prison because I did wrong. They knew I was in prison because I was in Christ. Let that mindset, that humble mindset be in us till the day we die, man. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Enduring hardness as good soldiers, man. My IQ is minimal, but I do pray in the Holy Spirit a lot. That is my life, man. This book is my life. This book is my life. I'm so blessed, man. So blessed. Because I approved the things. Now, I didn't say I was perfect now. I didn't say I was perfect, but I will be sincere without offense to the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Every day when I get up, I'm counting all the things that I thought I needed. All the things that I thought I desired. I'm counting them as dung. And it is easy to count them as dung. Closing words. What time is it, Pastor? 8:17. Paul was in prison when he wrote this masterpiece. In prison. I'll listen to a man that was in prison writing such a masterpiece. You can't think those things is dung. They got to die in your life, man. They got to die in your life. And you give yourself to fasting. You give yourself to the word and praying in the spirit. Things will die. They will eradicate in your life. Lust, desires, needs, wants will eradicate, man. And it's awesome when they leave you. It's awesome when you get up in the morning and all you want to do is grow in grace to bring him an everlasting glory, man. I count things but dung. For what reason, Paul? That I may know him. But you can't know him unless you count what you desire, want. Until you die to them things, you won't know him in an intimate manner. You can't have two. You get in that closet. You pray in the spirit. You fast. Lift up your hands and worship him. Because you want him. Not the priest. Because you want him. You will start counting all things as dung. Me and my wife have such a great relationship. The other day we used to go out with friends all the time. To go eat dinner in a nice restaurant. We went the other day. Had a salad and a sandwich. Me and her spent $30. And we had a blast. I told her. She was sitting right in front of me. Eating my salad. Okay, she didn't think I heard her. I know she put her fork into my plate. I heard her. I said, honey, I bet you look so beautiful. Simplicity is fun. We count all things as dung. Well, that rhymed, didn't it? Simplicity is fun when you count all things but dung. You die, man. You die. That's the power of this gospel. Helps you get rid of you. It helps you get rid of you. And that's what we want. To get rid of us. To get rid of me. I don't like Homer sometimes. So I pray this, Family Prayer Center. So I pray this, Church of the Immaculians in Christ. I pray that you would have knowledge and discernment. For what reason, Paul? That you would approve the things that are excellent. That you would be sincere. That word sincere. You would be pure and without offense to the day of Christ. The word offense. You have no stumbling blocks in your life, Lottie. Homer, none. None. How? Approve the things that are excellent. So when things come that aren't excellent, you'll be sincere without offense. And those things that aren't excellent won't move you, boy. Why? Because you've exalted my word above everything. You're in love with me, son. You're in love with me. And you count all things but dung. For what reason? That I may know him. And that word know is a very, very intimate word. It carries a meaning as a man knows his wife in a way that produces children. It's that intimate. So I ask you, man. That's the message of this church. The gospel is about transformation and mortification to be conformed to the image of Christ. Add knowledge. So you may approve the things that are excellent. The things that are excellent are in him. Colossians 3. And if you seek him, you'll find the things that are excellent. Because all things that are excellent are in him. Seek him. If the things excellent are in him and you seek him, guess what you're going to find? The things that are excellent. So when things come to contradict you, when things come to split up your marriage, then things come with your finances, you won't be moved. Why? Because you approve the things that are excellent. And you will be sincere without offense to the day of Christ. That, my friends, is the gospel of the kingdom. That is revival. That is revival. Endurance from within. Paul wrote this masterpiece in prison, man. In prison. He edified my spirit in prison. He told me to get ready for sufferings while he himself was suffering. But you could tell he was suffering. Why? Because he approved the things that were excellent. And what he did, he telling me to do. He was without offense. Guess what? I'm going to be without offense. Why? Because I approve the things that are excellent. And the things that are excellent are in him and who? They're in Christ. And as I see Christ in heaven, I find the things that are excellent by seeking him. Amen? That, in a nutshell, is the book of Philippians. There's a lot more. I'm redundant for a reason, because I want you to get it. That's why I say the same thing over and over, because I want you to get it. If you add knowledge, 30 seconds, add knowledge to your walk and perception and discernment, you will approve the things that are excellent. When distractions come, they won't distract you. Nothing will hinder your walk with Christ if you add knowledge and discernment to your walk. You will approve the things that are excellent. And you will be, Rachel, you will be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, man. That, my friends, is the gospel of the kingdom. Amen.